mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is coming up as a constitutional lawyer to look at the fact that you can't legalize tyranny. Look at the NDAA, Ron Paul, and more. We'll continue with your calls. Gary in Ohio, finishing up with you. Yes, I know going back to the Babylonians, Egyptians, you name it, they are obsessed with numerology. And you're certainly right about that, but you were going over the number 11 itself.
Well, and certain factions within the New World Order, they're very obsessed with doing things on certain dates because they understand 11 deals with vibrational energy. Now, and it deals with emotional energy. You are an emotional person. You're born on the 11th. They do things on the 11th. 29th, 2 plus 9 equals 11 because they get an emotional reaction out of people. It goes very deep. Now, you know a little bit about history, so let me just give you the story. On 11-11, at exactly 11 o'clock, the Great War ended. They made sure they ended it on 11-11 at exactly 11 o'clock because you can't have peace on 11. Not possible. If you're into numerology, you understand this, but here's how the story goes. From that peace treaty, there was a country created called the Second Republic of Poland. It was created on 11-11. What country was used to start World War II? Poland.
Poland, yeah.
Exactly, when the Russians and the Nazis invaded. Now, we're looking at World War III of Iran. Interesting enough, Iran, an Islamic Republic, was created on your birthday, Alex. 2-11. You see how they put all the connecting pieces into place. JFK, he tried to break the back of the Federal Reserve on 6-4-1963. If you add up the dates, 6-4-1963, add up the 29, 2 plus 9 equals 11. He signed executive order 11-11 that day, 11110. He waited to that day to sign it because he was trying to use numerology to break the Federal Reserve's back. And by the way, JFK was born on the 29th. 2 plus 9 equals 11. We can go into politics about this. Barack Obama born 8-4-1961. 8-4-1961 adds up to 29. 2 plus 9 equals 11. Look at all the people from the Democratic side. Bill Clinton born 8-19-1946. Add everything up. 38, 3 and 8, 11. John McCain born on the 29th. Sarah Palin born on the 11th. You see how they pick their puppets?
Yeah, how are they using numerology if they just so happen to be born on a day? I guarantee you I wasn't involved in any conspiracy.
No. People who are born on the 11th and the 29th and who are 11, they have a certain level of charisma about them, like you. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to laugh at you. It's just that the elite, I know we're really into numerology, and I probably should study it more before I laugh. If this is true, then the people running things are just out of their minds. But I know that they make movies about what they're going to do before they do it. Take Fox TV had basically the exact same thing that really happened on 9/11 on TV 6 months before, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to blame it on Al-Qaeda, to fly it into the World Trade Center to attack Afghanistan, but they use a drill to make NORAD stand down. And I even talked to the host of the show, and he said, yeah, the CIA approached us and would plant these plots on us. And then the question is, well, why did they want people to know what they were going to do before they did it? And the answer is, they're into it, lesser magic. They believe that if they tell you what they're going to do before they do it, that gives it like good hoodoo or whatever when they really do it. And it's crazy. But then people say, well, look, they're in control. There must be something to it. It's just that I know they're into all this stuff. I just don't spend a lot of time looking into it because it's a riddle wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a McDonald's cheeseburger package. I mean, I just don't know where it's going or what to do. I mean, it just gives me a headache. I'm not really a very superstitious person, but I don't open umbrellas inside. I don't walk under ladders. I put my horseshoes, feet standing up. And I do knock on wood. Why do I do that?
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I still haven't gotten to it, but it's the video about Los Angeles. A sheriff's deputy punching a now on record mentally handicapped woman because she dared say, "Oh, you're the big man," telling him to get off the bus. And people said she got on, was very polite, didn't do anything wrong. So now beating up bag ladies is what's going on. And the cop comes over and gets in the guy's face who's videotaping it. And again, this just illustrates how this has become the norm. And people watch this around the world, even in third world countries, where their police don't act like this and say, what's happened to America? The question is, what happened to the American people to just put up with this? Now, Stuart Rhodes heads up Oath Keepers. He's a constitutional lawyer, worked in Ron Paul's staff as well, and, of course, former Army veteran, a paratrooper who was retired out of the military in a parachuting accident. And he wrote his thesis in college on the history of basically military dictatorships and America's role and history in that with Lincoln and Stanton and what brought about Posse Comitatus. So we're going to be discussing that history and now how it ties into NDAA. But then I will, before he leaves, I promise we'll get to Rob and Sean. And many others that are listening on stations like WJOC 1490 AM in Tennessee. We'll talk to Sean and others that are holding. And I do have some other news I want to get to as well, but to give us a condensed history of it, because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, Stuart Rhodes joins us. I thought that I would add one more point to this, too. I shot a video. You can simply search the term for NDAA is a hoax. You cannot legalize tyranny. Now, tyrants can criminally carry it out if not resisted, both through information warfare, the truth, and physically if your back's against the wall. I mean, Hitler didn't have really the legal standing to go into Poland, but he did. Or to go into France, but he did, because he had people that would follow his criminal orders. Same thing with the Redcoats. Same thing with white abolitionists who were hung by the hundreds for trying to free black slaves. Their argument was, as a Christian, I don't believe that these people are animals, and I think they're free souls and should be free. They call them kooks and nuts and lunatics, but in the end, their sacrifice came out on top, and that's what scares evil. That's why I always want you to think it's invincible. And so they might try to carry out secret arrest of citizens, disappearing us into black sites, black holes, but it only convicts the establishment is just as bad as we thought they were and verifies everything we've said, and they're basically tattling on themselves. They're confessing in their hubris. In their attempt to intimidate people, they've gone from just lying about New World Order to going, yeah, you bet. Uh-huh. We're spying on patriots. Yeah, we'll arrest you. Yeah, we're getting ready for some new terror attacks we're going to blame on you. I mean, Democrats are putting out all these policy reports saying, gee, Oklahoma sure helped us. A new one's coming, and we're going to arrest everybody. I mean, that's even on Fox News. So now they've moved into kind of a cornered, hissing, mangy, you know, wolf in a corner snarling at us. The problem is they've put us in a corner. So there's no getting out of this without a fight. The question is, what type of fight will it be? Do we work extra hard now to educate police and military that will be the enforcers of this where the rubber meets the road? Or do we just shoot our mouths off and pile up giant amounts of guns and just say, well, let them come get it? I'd rather work as hard as I can to avert this. And then if it comes, our numbers are that much greater. That's the only sensible course. And so you cannot legalize tyranny. It's very, very simple. And again, he's founder and director of Oathkeeper, served as U.S. Army paratrooper until disabled in a rough terrain parachuting accident during a night jump, former firearms instructor, former member of Ron Paul's D.C. staff. Stewart currently writes the monthly Enemy at the Gates column, or did for SWAT magazine. He's a graduate of Yale Law School, where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. And he also has taught at the U.S. military history at Yale, was a Yale research scholar, and is also writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people, which has now happened, oathkeepers.org. Okay, Stuart, let's give people a snapshot of history, but first let's get into my breakdown. Would you like to elaborate on that or add anything to it?
Well, I think you're correct. That's the response we have to have. I mean, we need to prepare for the very worst. And so, but on the way there, like you said, we have a very narrow window of opportunity to raise the awareness of the American people and to do all we can through peaceful means. And while we're doing that, the same way the founders did, they exhausted all their peaceful means, but they also rallied more people to the cause, won more people over, and steeled them up and hardened them and got them ready for the confrontation. And that's what we have to do, both things. And so what I encourage people to do is go look at what Jefferson and Madison did in response to the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, which were a gross violation of the First Amendment. They did two things at the same time. One, they nullified. They went to the states and said, you have an obligation to interpose and nullify. You said, anything contrary to the Constitution is null and void from inception. It is not law. It is nothing. So that's the attitude we have to have. We do not give it any recognition whatsoever. You can say they passed an unconstitutional, invalid statute, but it is not lawful. We do not recognize it. That's what Jefferson and Madison did. They didn't go to the federal courts and beg them to recognize that this was a gross violation of the First Amendment. They went to the state legislature and said, you have an obligation. So they
know. For those who don't know, they tried to bring in tyranny just a few years after our country got on its feet, and the original founders got together and said, lock and load, we're going to try to peacefully back them off, but if they don't, it's another war.
Right. When the Alien Sedition Acts criminalized speech. You had newspaper editors and reporters and writers being arrested for criticizing the president, John Adams, the second president of the United States. And the Federalists were doing this during the kind of quasi-war with France. So throughout history, it's always during wartime that they try to convince you you must give up your liberty in the name of fighting the war. And so the Federalists, in the name of fighting the war against the French, the undeclared war against the French, tried to silence dissent. And so Jefferson and Madison, like I said, they did two things at once. They said it's null and void from inception in the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions. The state stood up. But they also started a whole new political party, and they swept the Federalists out of office in what's now called the Revolution of 1800. Jefferson was elected president, and they swept all the Federalists out of Congress. And so that's what we need to do right now in response to this atrocious, unconstitutional, intolerable act. This is our
and history repeats itself. If we didn't have such fraud and modern mind control, undoubtedly he'd be the presumptive nominee. He would defeat Obama, and we would see a repeat. We're just in worse states than our founders were.
Yeah, Ron Paul is Jefferson. Let me take off my Oath Keeper hat for a second and just say that as an individual, I endorse Ron Paul. As an individual veteran of combat arms and airborne, and as a legal scholar, there is nobody else out there who is going to defend the Constitution like he will. All the rest of them would have been just like McCain, who wrote the NDAA. Obama has already committed treason. He's killing American citizens. He's declared himself an elected dictator, essentially. And the rest of them up there, Romney, Gingrich, Santorum, they'd all be the same. So, this is your Jefferson. Ron Paul is the closest thing to a modern Jefferson there is. He's like Jefferson reincarnate. And if you don't vote for him, you are furthering us on that road to having no choice but to fight for our freedom again.
Isn't it curious as how many historians and scholars have noted that history repeats? I mean, it doesn't so much repeat as it rhymes. Who was it that said history rhymes? That was Mark Twain. I mean, it really does go in these cycles.
Well, it does, and it's always warfare. If you look at after the Alien Sedition Acts, they put that genie back in the bottle. The peaceful revolution of 1800 took care of it. But then came the Civil War, and it was in the Civil War, in the name again of national security, that Lincoln became essentially an elected dictator. He imprisoned newspaper editors. He imprisoned congressmen. He even wrote an arrest warrant out for Chief Justice Taney when he balked against his suspension of habeas corpus. So, he just decided he was going to do whatever he wanted to do, and all of his supporters in the Republican Party, the original Republican Party, were all for it. And in the North, this is the precedent. This is the first time that the power of the president as commander-in-chief was used against the American people. He claimed the authority, much like Bush and Obama, he claimed the authority to apply the laws of war, not just to the breakaway southern states that had seceded and become their own country. He also applied the laws of war to northerners. And the Supreme Court in 1866 in the Ex parte Milligan case ruled that unconstitutional. But that's a case that came after the war was over.
And it doesn't matter, though. Whenever they're taking over states today, they always go back to what Lincoln did, which in the North was undoubtedly classical tyranny. I mean, I understand the more sophisticated nuances of the British manipulating the South and all of it. It's always a double game. But undoubtedly, and then Stanton after that and executing people extrajudicially. And in modern times, they're pointing at that and saying they'll use it against us.
Well, exactly. They sweep under the rug the fact that the Supreme Court ruled all of that completely unconstitutional. In Ex parte Milligan, in this case, it was a case of a man who was accused of violating the laws of war. He was a citizen of Indiana. He was a civilian, but he was accused of violating the laws of war. And Lincoln had detained 15,000 American northerners under military jurisdiction, and he had tried almost 5,000 of them by military tribunal. And this guy was one of those. And so they said, look, the laws of war apply to him, and therefore a military tribunal is all he's going to get. That was the argument of the government lawyers. And in fact, they said this of the Bill of Rights. They said, these, in truth, are all peace provisions of the Constitution, and like all other conventional and legislative laws and enactments, are silent amidst arms.
Stay there. We're going to be right back. Stuart Rose, we're going to go back to that quote on the other side. This is key. Know your history, folks.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Yeah, take a look out your window. There's a scene you need to catch.
Look out your window, baby.
Sometimes Satan.
Yeah, sometimes Satan. You know, he comes as a man of peace.
says they're doing all this to keep us safe. But they're not doing that, are they? You know, Stuart, looking at history, and I want to continue here with you on the history and then look at what's happening with Ron Paul right now and take some calls. But tyrants behave the same as well. They always have to hire a bunch of people that'll follow any order. So then over a short period of time, the very worst gravitate into the positions of power. And so the tyranny degenerates quickly and always causes a rebellion against it, because even the sheep are forced to stand up just for self-preservation. So there's a wild frenzy that ensues. And we're now seeing just government getting crazier and wilder and more arrogant and frothing by the moment. Please continue. You've gotten up to the Civil War.
Right. In that case, about the use of military tribunal against an American citizen in the North, the court, the Supreme Court in 1866, the government lawyers argued the exact same thing we're hearing now. They said, by the Constitution, as originally adopted, no limitations were put upon the war-making and war-conducting powers of Congress and the President. And then as a fallback, they said, finally, if the military tribunal has no jurisdiction, the petitioner may be held as a prisoner of war, aiding with arms the enemies of the United States, and held under the authority of the United States until the war terminates, which is exactly the argument that Bush made, and Obama, and now Congress in the NDAA, the same argument that the powers of the commander-in-chief are unlimited.
Yeah, if you've got such proof that somebody is aiding a foreign military, put the proof up. That's why we have trials. Oh, no. Not only will we secretly arrest you, we'll never even have a public trial, and no one must know that we grabbed you. I mean, that's open tyranny right there. That's always the greatest threat.
Well, the Constitution mandates in Article 3, Section 2, that all crimes must be tried by jury. And then Article 3, Section 3, defines the crime of treason. And it defines it as making war against the United States or aiding its enemies. That is the definition of treason. And so today they're circumventing that trial requirement, very plain text of the treason clause, and they're circumventing the Bill of Rights just like the Lincoln administration did.
But let's take that plain reading. If you're waging war or aiding the enemies, the Congress is pretty much globalist run. They actually fit the original treason definition. They're waging war against our Bill of Rights, Constitution, our free market, our private property, our sovereignty, our borders. They are the tyrants. I don't just say that. They are traitors. They are treasonous.
Exactly. Well, they fit the exact definition of treason, making war against the American people. They're asserting the power of the president to treat the American people exactly the same as if they were Iraqis.
Because we're America. I see these newscasts where the government's getting ready to deal with their main threat, us, the American people. What? We're the government. We're the people. Romans 13, we're the government. Render unto us. It's our country.
Now, I want to read you what the Supreme Court had to say in 1866. They rejected completely that argument. They said, even these provisions, the Bill of Rights, expressed in such plain English words that it would seem the ingenuity of man could not evade them, are now, after the lapse of more than 70 years, sought to be avoided. Those great and good men foresaw that troublous times would arise when rulers and people would become restive under restraint and seek, by sharp and decisive measures, to accomplish ends deemed just and proper, and that the principles of constitutional liberty would be in peril unless established by irreparable law. That's what the Bill of Rights is. It's irreparable law. They understood human nature. They understood that people can be driven by fear to give up their freedom. And that's why you have a Bill of Rights that leaves it out of the reach of the people, even when they're afraid.
And it's the highest level. Nothing can abridge it, because it only enshrines inherent organic rights that are unalienable.
That's right. And the Constitution would never have been ratified without the promise of a Bill of Rights. And when you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it tells you what its purpose is. It is to prevent misconstruction. It is to prevent abuse of powers granted in the Constitution and prevent misconstruction. And yet, they willfully misconstrue it.
Yes.
They did it back then. They're doing it now.
The Congress and the President are in open treason by the very constitutional definition. And of course they're engaged in other criminal activities like Fast and Furious. They are the enemy of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Constitutional lawyer, Yale scholar, veteran, former Ron Paul staffer, founder of Oathkeepers.org. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. I want to get to some calls, Stuart, and I want to have you back on for a whole other interview on this subject. But let's continue with the history, because these aren't just words we're saying here. We have a government that is totally illegitimate and has been caught committing so many crimes, it's dizzying, for special interest profits. And now they're openly selling, shutting down free speech on the web and checkpoints and TSA checkpoints, total federalization, 10th, 9th Amendment violations. They're not just eating around the edges now. They are in full assault on the heart of every basic liberty, not even our Constitution or Bill of Rights, the finest example of it. They are burrowing into Magna Carta. They are annihilating just common sense. They are trying to manifest every even absurdist, dystopic cartoonism of tyranny, but they're setting it up beside us while liberty still is practiced and is ongoing, and the two rails are now going towards a collision course.
That's right. That they've created the second track, exactly like was done in Nazi Germany in Stalinist Russia, and unfortunately during the Civil War in the United States. But the Supreme Court put that genie back in the bottle in 1866. Lincoln opened let the genie loose of martial law, you know, used martial law. The Supreme Court ruled this. Here's what they said. No usage of war could sanction a military trial for any offense whatever of a citizen in civil life in no wise connected with the military service. Congress could grant no such power, and to the honor of our national legislature be it said, it has never been provoked by the state of the country even to attempt its exercise. Even in the Civil War, the U.S. Congress didn't try to authorize military trial. So the current Congress has gone even further than what they did during the Civil War. So the court said, one of the plainest constitutional provisions was therefore infringed when Milligan was tried by a court not ordained and established by Congress and not composed of judges appointed during good behavior. In other words, not an Article III court, not a jury trial. And this is what happened then is precisely the same thing that's happening now, and it's also exactly what the founders faced. You look at the Declaration of Independence, they list among the grievances is denial of jury trial and also the attempt to impose upon them a jurisdiction foreign to their constitution. And back then, what Parliament had done is they passed statutes that expanded the jurisdiction of the admiralty courts as a way to strip the colonists of their ancient right to jury trial.
And the exact same thing is being done here again. So what happens as the crooks – who admittedly, you know, they get caught insider trading, so Congress says, well, it's legal for us to because we say so. Again, another pure tyrant statement, the Fuhrer precept that I'm the leader, I can do whatever I want. What happens as it becomes manifest that it is illegitimate, it is fraudulent, it's got a gaggle of criminals posing as media, deceiving and dissembling the truth over the public? They've seized the infrastructure. They're accelerating the dismantling of the country. They're demonizing Americans who actually know that they're the enemy and foreign and illegitimate. And it's all hurtling towards confrontation. And the enemy knows that we're now awake to them. And instead of just being hubris-filled, is scrabbling quickly to try to man the parapets against us as the economic collapse accelerates.
Well, they understand it's a two-way window, like you've said for a long time. It goes both ways. It's a two-way window. They understand that the more extreme they get, the more illegitimate they get, the more the curtains pull back and we see the little man behind the curtain. We realize how illegitimate and fraudulent he is. And so they're taking the mask off, but in many ways that's helping us. The NDAA is a gift to the freedom movement. I mean, they were already claiming these powers. Both Bush and Obama already used these powers. Bush detained two American citizens, you know, Jose Padilla and Yasser Hamdi, and Obama just starts killing American citizens. So they're already doing it anyway. So I like the fact that they were brazen enough to put it right there in black and white in a congressional statute, because now it's waking Americans up. Finally. I mean, I've been saying this since 2001. I've been screaming about this, and it was hard to get anybody to listen to it. But now they understand that they are destroying the Bill of Rights. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's right in their face. And so it's a tool for us to wake them up. So, but getting back to the history real quick, after that attempt to apply the laws of war, after that usage was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 1866, it was never used again until 1942 during World War II. By FDR. There were 8 German saboteurs that came ashore. One of them claimed to be a U.S. citizen. They were captured and tried by tribunal. And the court in that case, in Ex Parte Querin, the same New Deal court that found it okay to intern the Japanese Americans, over 100,000 U.S. citizens, the same court that gave FDR everything else he wanted in the New Deal, unrestrained power, they ruled that the citizenship of the saboteur was irrelevant. They ruled that what counted, so the court said, was what he was accused of doing. So because he was accused of violating the laws of war, the court ruled that he would get a military tribunal rather than jury trial. So they totally up, upturn the ex parte Milligan decision from 1866. They totally ignored the treason clause and violated the Constitution grossly. And that is the precedent that after that was not used again until post 9/11. And that's the precedent, ex parte Quirin, that the Bush administration reached back to from 1942 and grabbed it and said, hey, look, we can do whatever we want, even to American citizens.
But let's get to the heart of this. We're told this is done to stop al-Qaeda, who's been given Libya, who's being used to attack Iran, all on record. And when you get all the internal documents and the MIAC and Homeland Security reports and all the rest of it, it's admitted, as you know, but for the audience and maybe new listeners, that it's all about conservatives, libertarians, patriots, oath keepers, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Alex Jones, filmmakers. It's clearly an attack on the American people, and they're training the police for this. None of it has to do with the Arab terrorists that they were first selling. So they always sell on an unpopular minority, just like Hitler did. Then it's expanded onto everyone, and it's just so transparent. We've got to get that message out. But, I mean, constitutionally, obviously it's a 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment is a jurisdiction, and then it's a 4th Amendment. But all over the country now, they're having federally run, and there's a new one. If you read the fine print, the Orange County Register is reporting on this. We can put it on screen. Police use a roadblock to gather serial killer information. In the last few months, three homeless have been stabbed in a town. So they go out on a highway, and it shows video of it, shut down the highway and ask people if they saw anything. I mean, this is completely random, makes no sense. And it's the feds running it. It turns out it's basically a TSA icebreaker of why they're setting up unconstitutional checkpoints. And but many other areas, they even dispense with that. They just actually just pull you out of your car and search it. But I mean, you can clearly see them testing the perch. You can see them, you know, really trying. Oh, the Army's here to help search your car for alcohol. Oh, the Marines are here. You know, now we see the military on the streets. I mean, they're really, and then that's the proof of the criminality, is that they're doing it incrementally by design to acclimate everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it was just like what they did in Nazi Germany. The Reichstag fire decree was the reaction to the burning of the legislature, and it was supposedly aimed at the communists. But then they immediately expanded it out from there to trade unionists and then to Jews and on down the line. And the same thing is going to happen here. It's happening right now. The demonization, as you said, is targeted at constitutionalists, targeted at, you know, veterans, targeted at conservatives and libertarians. And one thing people need to understand is that there was a law review article written back in 1996, right after Oklahoma City, where two lawyers argued that the laws of war should be used against McVeigh to try him by military tribunal. And they also said that Clinton should use the laws of war against the militia movement. And they cited to the ex parte Quirin case from 1942, and they argued that it should be updated and used against terrorist suspects. And so that is precisely what they argued and wanted, is what has now been put in place first by the Bush administration. And so the original idea of using the laws of war against terrorism was actually first thought of about to be used against right-wing domestic terrorists and right-wing radicals. That was the first proposed use during the Clinton administration, but Clinton didn't do it. But Bush then did what Clinton did not do. He updated the old 1942 case and applied it to the so-called war on terror. And so now what Clinton did not have in at his fingertips, Bush put in place, and now Obama has, like the Ring of Power out of the Lord of the Rings. It's right there on his desk. Whenever he wants to, he can grab it and use it.
And notice he went through all these different manipulations where, it didn't affect citizens, but then it did affect citizens, but don't worry, we won't use it against citizens, but he's going to veto it, so it's okay, and then he does sign it. I mean, they're using laws of war against us. We're the enemy, and it's all deception. But look at this article. Police use roadblock to gather serial killer information. If you scroll down to the video on the Orange County Register, it shows a major highway shut down, and people pull up to FBI with clipboards demanding they answer questions. I mean, this is clearly just turning everything into the TSA. And then they use an excuse to sell the public on it. We're trying to get a serial killer. No, they're not. They know full well this isn't how you find a serial killer. I mean, it's just all about them seizing the roads, seizing the infrastructure, and training us that they will stop us when they want, and we will answer their questions when they want. And again, this is an FBI that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. This is a government that is terrorist. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Stuart, what would you do if you just pull up to a checkpoint with the FBI out of their jurisdiction on a major highway in the middle of California, in Orange County, in Anaheim, demanding to basically, you know, answer their ghoulish questions? I mean, it's so sick. These people are so sick. And of course,
we have to refuse. We have to use civil disobedience, and you have to nullify as individuals. We have to start refusing and withdrawing our consent. And something else that has to happen.
But again, it's this idea that if anything could ever kill you, we've got to have checkpoints there. So, oh my gosh, three homeless have been stabbed to death here. And so we'll just start shutting down the entire area and making you all prisoners. I mean, do people see that this is the perfect excuse to take over everything, and that the military-industrial complex is eating America right now?
Well, I think more Americans are waking up to the fact. And like I said, that's what's good about this, is the more they overstep and the more they do this, the more it wakes us up. But we have to, if we wait too long to fix this, then we will become acclimated. And, you know, it's a choice between becoming the Fourth Reich. You know, are we 1934 Germany, where they just quietly went along with it and sat down and shut up because they're afraid of being jailed? Or are we 1774 America in the spirit of 76? You know, that's what we have to choose.
Yeah, let's expand on that. I mean, let's expand on that. This is the entire acclimation program, and they really want to get us ready for checkpoints everywhere, so you're on a pickup list, and you don't know, and you pull up, and they grab you, and you disappear.
Right.
And I want to warn the police and others. I mean, once it goes to this level, you're not going to have a very safe job, I'll tell you right now.
And that's right. Well, you know, I've talked to veterans already across the country, and they all say the same thing. They say, well, how do I know if I get pulled over by a police officer, how do I know it's a normal police stop, that it's not some black bag thing, they'll be turned over to the Department of Defense and taken off to Guantanamo? And my answer now is, well, you know, right now, they probably won't do that, but that's where we're headed. And like you said, once the first one is detained like that, every other veteran, every other American out there is going to be like, well, hey, I will not know. I'm going to assume the worst, and I'm going to resist. And a lot of them already told me that when that day comes and they see that they're actually in danger of being blackbagged, they will not allow themselves to be handcuffed, even by a police officer, because they will not know.
Because the government is illegitimate. I mean, again, look at these quotes. Almost every comment here in the Orange County, and there's hundreds of them. What a dumb idea. Really a roadblock. Most people driving in Orange County have no clue to who is actually sitting next to them in a vehicle, let alone clues to who, you know, some bum was, you know, hacked to death in a dirty riverbed miles away. Here's another one. It goes on. Civil rights violation. This sounds like Nazi checkpoint with regular citizens having no rights. Do our police really believe they have gathered this much power that they can just start doing this? Yeah, their bosses who are criminals tell them to do this. This is perch testing. It goes on. Complete violation of Terry versus Ohio. And here's a minion. Kudos to the special task force. You're on. You're out in the community trying to get things done. Good job, guys. She probably works in the county. Your ignorance of your rights could not be more complete. Terror management theory at its best. And it just goes on with the comments. Almost no one buying any of this information. It seems to me that they are stopping people with hope of raising revenue. Yeah, they did do some arrest and sticker tickets while they were at it. It was all just a sickening excuse under federal ghoul control. I guess the feds weren't busy shipping guns out and little kids out of the country. It goes on to say, I do not think that they will uncover much stopping many people because they are in the area. Maybe I'm wrong. Is this even legal, a random checkpoint to interview potential witnesses? Seriously, no Fourth Amendment issues here. Then it just goes on and 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 on. The good news is, Stuart, we're not buying it, are we?
No, and more Americans across the country are not buying it. And that's why we are different than the Germans. That's why it will not go the same way as Germany, that just slid into a dark tyranny with a little whimper. We will not go that
way. What about 3 million guns, 1.5 million plus instant checks in the month of December alone, breaking all records? I mean, there aren't even liberals anymore in this country that know how to talk. I mean, so-called liberals are all buying weapons and everything. I mean, what does the New World Order think they've done, Stuart? Every liberal I know is arming to the teeth and is waking up.
And we just had El Paso County, Colorado, pass a resolution against the NDAA, nullifying it. And that's what has to happen across the country. And in fact, I'm going to a meeting this weekend in Topeka, Kansas, where we're bringing legislators and activists in from all over the country, and we're going to draft model resolutions and build on what was already done in El Paso County, Colorado, and spread the message of nullification at the local level, towns, counties, and states.
Yeah, it's happening, and you know, the feds can say, well, that we nullify that. No, we nullify you. You work for offshore banks. You individually may not be a criminal, but you work for a system that's run by criminals. The heads of your organizations are mafia, organized crime, scum. You are illegitimate, and the republic is rising. We veto you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A little bit of overdrive so I can get to the callers that have been holding the longest, like Rob and Sean and others. Stuart Rose is our guest. But look at another one of these comments here on the Orange County Register, where they have giant Fed-run checkpoints searching and demanding answers from people about a serial killer miles away in some ravine stabbing homeless people weeks after. One of the commenters, Rick Marino, says, if you have any information, don't call. You might get, he mentions local police, you might get a better response calling Anaheim or the FBI. I called the town more than 3 weeks ago when the video came out of the bank robbers asking for any information that someone might have. I left three messages for two different detectives and never did they call me back or even a thank you, even though my info was good. Now, folks, I've called the Homeland Security numbers on air that they have on TV if there's terrorists. No one ever calls you. Or if you say, I know where terrorists are, they're like, okay, name and number. They never call you. I mean, I know that the heads of Al-Qaeda meet at the Pentagon. I have all the documents. And they're just like, mm-hmm. But even if you just say, I have information on terrorists, they don't call you back. It's all fake, and they know it. They know it. Austin's got tens of millions of dollars in the last decade, you know, on $1.5 million robots, and they go out once a week and blow up a cardboard box on the highway in Ninny. And it's just all about milking us. It's just a total scam and a state of fear while the criminal city council robs everyone. I'm sorry, Stuart Rhodes comments on this.
Well, no, you're right. It's like a disease, like a cancer that has spread, metastasized, and spread. And it's the same thing the founders faced, right? A swarm of officers sent out to eat away at their substance. I mean, everything that we're experiencing, they experience. That's why we should call people who want checkpoints and all of that should be called loyalists. And they should be given, we should give them red coats as gifts. And that's their badge, because that's what they really are. They have rejected the republic. They've rejected the concept of freedom. They want to live like a third world dictatorship like North Korea. They should just go there and we should just call them what they are. You know, they're totalitarians. They're loyalists. They would have been perfectly at home, being a Tory back in 1775 and calling for the military trial of the American colonists and the rebels and calling for the arrest of John Hancock and Sam Adams and stuffing them away in a military brig. So that's what they are.
Or putting them on a prison ship to starve to death. Rob in Pennsylvania, right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Very riveting discussion, and I was happy to hold and listen through it. I'd like to get to my points very quickly. Francis and Friends is a show normally hosted by Francis Swaggart, Jimmy Swaggart's wife. It's on the Sun Life Broadcasting Network, and I happened to be listening over the web. And yesterday, Donnie Swaggart, her son, was hosting, and on the show, he falsely proclaimed that Ron Paul is, quote-unquote, not a Christian and does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, and characterized Ron Paul as anti-Israel and pro-Muslim.
Well, is that because Ron Paul doesn't visit low-rent prostitutes?
And today's show was just as bad, with Donnie Swaggart characterizing Dr. Paul as a fruitcake and an alien from another planet.
Well, look, I don't know about all those guys, but the whole system is attacking Ron Paul. What does that tell you?
That's exactly right, and I'd like to say that I did my incremental part by posting these videos on YouTube under the title Donnie Swaggart Falsely Proclaims Dr. Paul Not a Christian. And there was another instance where Frances Swaggart was hosting a show, and she called you a traitor, Alex, wherein she said that she characterized you as a traitor for discussing America's problems with RT, and basically equating you going on RT with you traveling to Russia.
I know, that's a neocon outfit. I know this mother group's been calling for my arrest because I do British and French and Japanese TV. I mean, they're loyalist traitors, and they don't want me talking about the Republic. But whatever, I haven't heard those little discredited people, so good for them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.